Assalamu alaikum. Now that we have emerged from a wonderful exercise of abstention, restriction, awareness of awareness of awareness during the month of fasting, which had been a practice for thousands of years. It didn't start only at the time of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. It was much earlier. People knew that if we are to go beyond our worldly consciousness, to go a bit higher into the essence and the source of creation, towards the highest of anwar or lights, we need to restrict our outer involvement and actions and transactions. So it's a natural human intelligence to abstain and restrict one's outer ups and downs and involvement and activities, so that we have more insight as to the meaning, the purpose, the beginning and the end. So we have emerged from this wonderful exercise of self-responsibility, self-awareness, how patient one is, how angry one is, how much we are dependent upon all of the elements, whether it is air, water, food, all of these issues that we are occupied with in our day-to-day activities. Now that we have come out of this exercise, which we hopefully repeat every year, at which purifies the body, the mind, the heart, I would like to share with you a very condensed and a very quick summary of what is the essential message of the Quran. If you take the Quran in its entirety, it is a most wonderful, complex, multidimensional book of signs, metaphors, instructions, revelations, unveilings. Some of them are very broad. Look at the people, where are they now? They built better than you, they've gone. And some of them are very minute. You know what goes on in your head and in your heart, although you may try to hide it. Some of the issues in the Quran are unveiling of the future, that this world and this dunya is a small little sample of what comes after death. Are you and I ready for it? Are we prepared to traverse that terrain? So the Quran is a multitude of maps and descriptions and prescriptions about all what human beings need. I try to summarize the whole issues as to what are the three or four key most fundamental issues. The most important thing that emerges from the Quran is Tawheed, is that there is one creator, one sustainer, one source, one maker, one doer, one essence from which all of the other aspects that we experience emanate. So this is the most important issue that the Quran reveals to us. It is God-centricity. It is to do with oneness. Allah Azza wa Jal says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. Admit, confess, see, know, understand that there is only one God, one Creator. Then Allah لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Another description of this amazing essence of oneness. Allah لا إله إلا. There is none other than Him, and it is through that source that all life emanates, and all care and governance and patterns and organizations come about. Now, this is enough for us to contemplate for a whole lifetime. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. This is another intensely potent ayah. Allah is the light that comes from heavens and earth, but from it cascades countless lights, endless other, if you like, lights which end up with the physical light of the sun. What it means here is it's a metaphor. Allah is light of lights before any light became visible or seen. It means it is the power and the source and the essence that encompasses heavens and earth. Allah nuru samawat. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Admit. There are nearly 300 odd ayahs which concentrates on Tawheed, oneness, oneness, oneness. Anywhere the word, the name Allah, the Creator, the Deity, the God appears, you find a description either of Tajreed, you don't associate with it, or Tashbih. For example, Allah Nuru Samawati wal Ard is Tashbih. He says it's a bit like that light. But equally, Allah reminds us, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهِ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَلَيْسَ كَمَثَلِهِ شَيْءٍ. You and I will never be able to give Allah its full measure, because Allah is not measurable. Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than you and I can ever imagine, fathom, know. So that is why we have to submit. That submission is called Islam. I surrender. I can have a bit of an understanding, a bit of imagination, a bit of inspiration, but I reach a point that I can't anymore. During the month of fasting, especially an hour or so before breaking the fast, most people who have been able to be reflective during the day, they reach a point of uncertainty. They don't know, they can't think very well, which is wonderful. You're opening up pores or neurons in your mind that are not relating to existential causalities. So, وَمَا قَدْرُ, we can never measure that, so we surrender to it. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, and that light and that reality is with you wherever you are. It's an impossible situation to understand by mind. Mind is created. Allah is the creator. So how can the created entity discover its creator? You've made a painting, you've made a statue, you've made a house. How can the house know who you are? It does not. It's the other way around. So, and then kullun halikun illa wajah, whatever there is on this earth will disappear except the manifestation or the traces or the anwar that has emanated from Allah. So the Quran, our deen, the path of Tawheed from pre-Abrahamic times, confirmed and in a way clarified by the great beings like the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, is that look, it's all about the One. You and I and he and she have emanated from the One. If we don't refer to that One that is beyond all, then we will invariably make mistakes in our journeys in this life. So the most important thing is oneness. And the Quran warns us against shirk. Allah can forgive or cover up anything you and I do as mistakes, except not seeing the One. Because that is not a mistake. That is a structural fault. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرَ. غَفَرَ is to cover. أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفُرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. That is not a dhanb. Shirk is not a mistake. It is a fundamental fault. We have to remedy it. That is why if a mistake or a problem or an issue hits us, immediately we have to say, La ilaha illa an subhanaka anni kuntu min al-zalimin. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Refer it back to the dua. Here in the issue of Tawheed, we have three levels. One is the Tawheed of actions, meaning energies. So all actions emanate from the actor who provided this energy, which is in the universe. The other one is Tawheed al-Sifat. Actions are infinite. Also Allah is an actor. Allah does also a number of all these things, as we all know, that they are to do with the creative actions. Razzaq, Wahhab, all of these are actions. Khaliq, Musawwir. Then there is oneness amongst all of the attributes of Allah. The Asma al-Husna, the wonderful names of Allah. They all connect. They batch together. Ultimately, they emanate from the One. And then, of course, the Tawheed of essence. Essence is that origin or that essence. You and I have essence. Our essence is a ruh. The ruh is from the command of Allah. It carries the traces, if you like, and the magnificence of that original light. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحَ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. When people ask, what is this ruh? What is this soul or spirit? say this from the command of Allah is beyond the mind. That is why each one of us has a treasure within our heart. But that treasure needs to be given its due respect and attention. If we are all the time concerned about the lower self and ego and self-image and self-concern, then there is no time for it to be replenished or recharged or connected. So we need constant reminder. That is why we have these wonderful feast of ibadat. Our salat, our psalm, our zakat, our this and amr bil ma'ruf and hajj. So that you're all the time reminded through rituals as to the journey and the map and the driving on this world. We are only here for a short time. So the most important thing is tawheed. If you forget that, you will be forgotten. You've forgotten your ruh. You've forgotten the purpose. And you get hither and thither and you think your business is important, your family is important. They have some importance. But the more important thing of all is you being in tawheed. That you have a body you need to look after. You have a mind, you need to have it clear. You have a heart that you need to have it pure. The second most important issue that emanates from the Quran is from this oneness arrives infinite varieties of two-ness. Twos, multiples, pluralities, dualities, good and bad, and day and night, and he and she, and success and failure, endless varieties of complementary opposites, black and white, appropriate, inappropriate, knowledge, ignorance, countless number of complementary opposites, all emanating from the one, infinite varieties of two-ness in creation. So from that one emanates this creative, amazing act of the universal coming into its being, into its awareness of itself. The cell begins to be aware of itself. It has life, it has sentiency. And then it grows in its evolutionary millions and millions of years, ending up with an animal that is aware that it has to feed itself. So it goes wherever it can sustain itself. It is glorifying Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, all of these creatures are glorifying. كُلٌّ يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُ تَسْبِيحَهُ. Glorifying what? What is the cow is glorifying? Munching, munching, munching. Glorifying al-baqi. Allah is forever. And Allah is as-samad. Allah doesn't need to be sustained. Allah is self-sustaining. The only reality and truth that is self-sustaining. You and I need to be sustained by air, water, food. So, and that is how we are drawn to be in passionate love with He who is self-sustaining, self-powering, self-empowering, is not subject to space and time. All of creation is subject to space and time, bracketed, framed in space and time. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the creator of space and time. So creation is from the One. Allah Azza wa Jalla declares, هو الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة, from one soul, from one ruh, وخلق منها زوجها, and from it is pair, complementary. We need each other, man, woman, up, down, family, neighborhood, society, community. We cannot grow, human beings cannot grow without the social connectivity, social responsibility, and dependence on others. الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجَيْنِ, from every twos there are pairs and pairs and pairs. And then, larger numbers, وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمُكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. And you have been created as nations and people and different cultures and different languages, different races, so that you come to meet with each other and find out, outwardly we are different. The way we live, if you are living in a very hot country, is very different from when you are living amongst the Eskimo. So your habits are different, your food is different, you know, but what we want is the same. We want contentment, tranquility, peace, love, well-beingness, happiness. That's what we are the same. In what matters, we are the same. We want security. We don't want insecurity. We don't want to be all the time frightened. You cannot sit back and reflect. You cannot do your ibadahs correctly. You cannot go beyond your mind if you are constantly in fear of your life. So there is a progression in this issue, in that from lower consciousness we rise to a higher consciousness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminds us also what the Quran also says regarding innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. We are like brothers, but only those who have trust and faith in that you will come to know, and you have iman, you have certainty that Allah will guide you. You have absolute certainty that you have come here to know more and more of that original light which is reflected in your heart. The Prophet also says, look in the mirror of your brother. We see each other when we look at each other, we know. We are all the same, we want to act appropriately. Then the Quran reminds us, قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. No matter how much you are going to get in this world, wealth, power, status, influence, is little. It's little. It's limited. And we all seek the limitless. That is why the fools continue agitating in their business until they collapse. That is why no politician ever remains in politics unless he or she is disgraced. Look at the history. Every week you have examples. Because it's this world is limited, and you and I have within us a ruh, a light that is pushing us, driving us towards the limitless. The limitless is Allah Azza wa Jalla. So that is why the Quran is repeatedly telling us, refer back to Allah. And you say, look, I am in a zone of limitations. My age is limited, my physical ability is limited, my mind is limited. So that is good enough, thank you. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always loved people who had ifaf and kifaf. They said, no thank you, this is enough for me. I now want to discover the real purpose of life, not the obvious outer purpose. The outer purpose we all need to survive. But what about the need to arrive? Survive in order to arrive. Otherwise, survival, we ended up gobbling up this. And that is why you end up having less than 1% of the world owns and controls more than 90%. That is why the world is miserable. And then we move from one crisis to another and we give them labels. Economic meltdown. No, there is no heart. There is no love. There is no compassion. There is no humanity. Let alone divinity. The business is about a balance between humanity and divinity. You must be a human. You must accept also you need your share, you need your battles in this life. You need to have the ups and downs. You need to have the challenges. We don't deny that. But more than that, refer to that which is khayrun wa abqa. That is which is going to last. And then these people, the two-ness or otherness or the dualities, which are contained in the spheres of these two lives. You are alive now, and if you are a Muslim, then you start by belief in the Akhirah, what comes next after death. That belief eventually ends up being real. That means you will see it in front of you. You are aware of your breath. You don't have to be constantly reminded you will die, you will die. You are aware any instant the air goes in, may not come out. You will be lucky, and the people are lucky, if you don't cause them a lot of inconvenience and die in your sleep. Really, otherwise it is miserable. You're visiting some people for dinner and you suddenly die in their house. I mean, it's terrible. You know, you mustn't do that. Ask Allah for rahmah. You know, don't be... You're aware that you are here only journeying towards next phase. Our deen is founded upon knowing about the next phase, not just believing in it or thinking about it or talking about it. You know. You have been created for it. Therefore, the completion of this journey, according to the Quran, is as the Prophet ﷺ says, كُن فِي الدُّنْيَا بِبَدَنِكَ وَكُنْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ بِقَلْبِكَ. Be in this world with your body and your mind, but be in the akhirah with your heart. Because the happiness that you get, you want to sustain it forever. You don't want just to have 5 minutes of goodness and 10 minutes of misery, 10 years of misery. Really, it's like that. Now that's why they put the pictures of their marriage all the time in front of them to remind them. For 5 minutes they were so-called happy, because everybody clapped for them. But what about the rest of the time? If you are not united between you and your spouse and your brothers and others with that knowledge that the entire thing is about akhirah, then your connection is very flimsy. Your friendship is very shallow. It is based on what they call fair weather friends. But once it is based on no, you are truly aware that any minute you may leave this world, are you ready for it? Joyfully, cheerfully, then you have real friends. So Allah Azza wa Jalla reminds us, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. Because also the Prophet reminds us repeatedly about Akhirah, as it is the abode of foreverness. And the Quran is full of that. Akhirah is timeless. No longer you and I are aware of space and time. The mind goes into another zone, as you do, as glimpses of it, when you are in deep sleep. So we have covered oneness and two-ness. Now the third most important issue in the Quran is humanness. What is the nature of this human beastie? Why are we like this? Why are we abusing this earth so much? What have we done? From the North Pole to the center, to the Saharas, to the mountains, to the forests, abusing. And yet the earth still yields. And believe it or not, we really don't know what is below 10 kilometers on the earth. We have gone to the higher atmospheres. We know far more about the outer space, but we hardly know anything about the inner space. Just beginning now to have a better understanding of what goes on within the earth. The fires there are, the rivers there are, the waters there are, the cauldrons. Anyway, so insaniya, human nafs. Quran Azza wa Jalla reminds us, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. This nafs you have, nafs is the same word as nafas. Nafas is breathing. We have to breathe. We are hanging on air and water and earth and fire. Without these four essential, if you like, elements, we cannot survive. So it says, and look at the self. How has it been designed to fluctuate between its decadence? Like a friend of ours told the people on the Eid, he said, now you are celebrating to get back to your stupid decadence, instead of remembering that you are on your way back, Eid, to return back to the garden, which is already there. But you and I are distracted by all the fires that is around us, in your business, in your work, with other human beings, with the debt you have, with the family. So there is no time left for you to smell the garden that is beckoning us. Prophet ﷺ put his hand around Salman al-Farisi and said, the Jannah needs him and is waiting for him. This is the being who is in this world, traveling swiftly to the world and the abode of eternity. We are limited, having emerged from the limitless, returning back to infinity. And infinity is beginning every instant. Every moment is the beginning of a new infinity. But are you and I aware of it? Can we stop the mind constantly going to the miserable past and being insecure about the future? If you cannot stop this, you cannot move on. That is why our salat is conditional upon حضور القلب. Your heart must be tranquil, present, and you disappear. And then insan, كل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه. Every human being, whatever you and I do, those actions are upon us. You and I are responsible regarding our thoughts, our intentions, and our actions. And we will see it all clearly after death. That is why the Prophet ﷺ says, من مات قامت قيامته. He who has died, his qiyamah has happened. That's it, because you can't act anymore. Now you and I can correct things. go and apologize and do something, give something, be available for help and service for those who are less fortunate than you. Otherwise, accumulate. What are you going to do? How much? What are you going to do? So, constant awareness of death will bring about modesty and zuhud, being an ascetic. يسألونك عن الروح. Then we are all arwah. وجاءت كل نفس معها سائق وشهيد. In the akhirah, every self is driven by that inner force of the ruh, and the witnessing upon us are what we had done, what we thought. Every cell declares it. إن الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة. The Quran says, but every self, every human being knows what you are doing. You want status, you want wealth, you want to be admired, you want to be loved. You know what you're doing, but we give excuses. No, I really don't mind. I'm a modest person. You know, I do taraweeh, I do this. Why are you kidding? You know who you are. You know you love to have a reputation and people to admire you. You know, and they do that until they drop you in the grave and then it's forgotten. Look at the graves of the great kings. Where are they? But the graves of the awliyas and the awsiyas and the great imams and the grave of our beloved prophet. Look, every time, every month, there are no less than 2 million people wanting that light, wanting that state that he had. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal to perfect our deen for us. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal to make us alert and aware every minute of Allah's presence. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal make us worthy of Islam, Iman and Ihsan. Wassalamu alaikum.